Joined here with Coach Shelby Kite here, Lady Beaver Volleyball Squad just wrapping up their team camp here this week here in Scott City. And it's been a fast summer. It's been a little bit of a different summer, change of schedule here. But overall, reflect back on your summer so far here with your team.
It's been a really good summer. June, I feel like, went by extremely fast. And we did change some things up. You know, we started a camp right away at the beginning of the summer, which is something that we haven't done, but something that I really enjoyed. And I think the girls enjoyed, too, because it kind of showed us where we were starting off. Open gyms, you know, when we're coming in at 6 in the morning and it's for 1 hour, it's a little difficult to kind of judge maybe where we're at sometimes. And so that kind of just gave us, like, our starting block. And then we've been able to build on that through open gyms. And we didn't go to the Hayes League this summer, but we did go down to Garden last week, and we played in Garden in a little tournament. And we saw some really good things all the way from C-team JV varsity level, got some good wins. And then this week, you know, we followed it up with a couple days with Hutch being here, and then 2 days on our own. And so it was a really good end to our summer. We saw a lot of good things. We saw girls just really grow and kind of become some leaders, and see girls step up that maybe we didn't necessarily think we would see. And so now we have, you know, we're taking 9 to Nebraska here in about a month, and then that's really about it. And this is kind of it for some of them. So it'll be exciting to start and get going in August.
Of course, with you switching up, not going to Hayes every Monday this summer for June and first part of July, and mainly just with the team camps and just one tournament, is it maybe more of just maybe going back to working on a lot of the fundamental stuff and starting there and then building the team aspect around that?
Yeah, I kind of, you know, I think we kind of enjoyed taking the, you know, competition. We were still competitive here with whatever we were doing, but sometimes I think we concentrate so much on that score when we go down to Hayes. And this year, our main kind of what we heard a lot in the gym was getting them out of the comfort zone. We're just kind of become comfortable with what we're doing. And instead of being aggressive, sometimes we sit back, and it's just all about not making mistakes. And now we've saw some girls really start playing aggressive and coming out of their comfort zone and trying new things. So I was a little worried getting out of that Hayes League, but I really feel like we saw some good things, and we're able to focus, like you said, on the fundamentals and focus on some new things this summer, and hopefully that'll carry us through on into August, and we'll see that take place when we start our games.
And it was kind of nice to get some volleyball coaches or that you had when you had your camps from different backgrounds. I know you had the one in the first part of June. I can't remember exactly where they're from, but they play more of sand volleyball, I believe. And then, of course, with Hutch and what the program they built, what are some maybe things that your players took from each different clinic there over the month?
Yeah, we had Skylar at the very beginning, and he really pushed the girls, you know, coming in with maybe not touching a volleyball since last October. He pushed them to kind of just jumpstart them a little bit for the summer. And then we had Coach Hall and Coach Smith for the last couple days. And honestly, I feel like our girls do such a good job of listening and trying what they are telling them to do. We saw girls that are making some phenomenal passing. Obviously, you have to have a pass to get the play started. So both Skylar and Coach Hall, that was a lot of focus was on passing. And then just, again, playing aggressive at the net, playing aggressive in the back row. And so I feel like as a whole, we became better as a team and saw girls make some big strides. And I think it's so nice for them to be able to hear new things from different coaches rather than just hearing it from us three coaches in and out every day. So I just feel like they really took what they were saying and applied it, and hopefully we continue to see that.
Of course, with the Nebraska camp coming up here in July, and then your first games, you got about 4 or 5 matches that first Friday, Saturday of competition, a little different to the schedule this year. That's going to be kind of exciting to good for competition on Friday, but even at a higher level on that following day on Saturday in Hayes.
Yeah, I'm obviously very excited. You know, we have 9 practices, 9 days there to get us going, and then we have our first game, which is always, I like that. I like getting going and seeing where we are. And then this year we had the change where the varsity is going to Hayes for a tournament. First of all, that eliminated all of our tournaments towards the end of our schedule, and now it's going to allow us to see some really good competition. And for us, it's going to just be us as a team, realizing where we are and where we sit with some different competition that we don't usually see during our season. And then that'll be a good way for us to start it out, and we can kind of go from there, and hopefully we know after that where we need to build on.